Missed. Slider, one ball and two strikes. Cam Cauley, who's played the whole way, started at second, now is the shortstop for Texas. Vieira on 1-2 at the belt. Lifts and throws. Slider down and away. Cauley didn't offer. Fabian is on deck. He's the right fielder. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at second for the Rangers. Thiago Vieira throws home. Swing and a miss. He struck about 96 mile an hour fastball. A spin move and a slap of the glove from Vieira. And Ortho ASAP strikeout ends the top of the eighth. See if the Brewers can add to their lead. It's 2-1 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on 1400 AM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Podcast.
Got a line change in the bottom of the eighth. Sal Frelick leads it off, squares the bunt, pulls it back, and takes strike one from the new pitcher. That's Jesus Tinoco for the Texas Rangers. New catcher, new third baseman, new left fielder, new center fielder. We'll get them all for you. As Frelick fouls it back, let's take 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers
Radio. Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
0-2 pitch, slap foul, and Sal Frelick hangs in there. Stays at nothing and two. Frelick an RBI double in the sixth. That tied the game. William Contreras with an RBI single to follow. It's 2-1 as we play in the eighth. Frelick out in front of it, fouls it away. With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Jeff Levering from American Family Fields of Phoenix. Brewers trying to get off the schneid. It's been over a week since their last win. Eric Haas is on deck. He came over and did the catching last half inning. For William Contreras. Here comes the 0-2 again. And a line drive to right field. That'll get down for a base hit. Sal Frelick with a couple of knocks in his last two ABs. See if he stays in to run or whether he gets a pinch runner. Ah, he'll hang in there and run. So a base hit for Sal. And here's Eric Haas. Now would be a good time for some network health insurance runs. Network Health has been outscoring the competition for over 40 years. Visit networkhealth.com to find a health plan for you. Haas swings and misses. 96 mile an hour sinker. 0-1. Brewers have action in their bullpen. And Nolly Paredes is getting ready. The pitch. Haas took a strike. And it's 0-2. Christian Yelich on deck. Yelich doing the DHing, getting his fourth plate appearance of the day. Haas waits. That's down and out. One ball and two strikes. Told you there were some other changes. New left fielder. That's Zavala, Aaron Zavala. New third baseman is Franier Chavez. 1-2 pitch, runner goes. It's down and in. Throw down to second base, not in time. That's a new catcher for Texas 2. That's Matt Watley, a little late on the throw. Frelick got a huge jump. During the regular season, every stolen base. Delta Dental donates to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin. Delta Dental and Delta Vision, two great plans, one name you trust. There's that network health insurance run out there at second. 2-2 on Haas. Set to go, the pitch, down and away. Matt Watley is the catcher. Cousin of Tim Watley, dentist. He knew it was coming.
Was waiting for it.
2-2 pitch. Fly ball center field. Back on it, Smith, warning track. Gone! Home run, Eric Haas. There's your insurance. It's 4-1 Milwaukee. Third home run this spring for Haas. Number two spot in that Brewers order. Awfully productive today. Three hits and three runs batted in.
Jeff, every time you hear Pat Murphy talk about Eric Haas this spring, he has gushed about how they've loved the way he's gone about his business defensively and offensively. He's been one of their most productive hitters trying to make the team.
Pitch to Yelich is low for ball one. I mean, there is a route for him to make this roster as a third catcher. If Gary Sanchez breaks camp with the club. I mean, he had the wrist issue. He's only caught one game. Yelich, a check swing, didn't go. And it's a two-ball, no-strike count. That was a couple of days ago. But if there are any questions about his health, I mean, Haas is going to be the guy as the backup. Yelich, deep right center, and another one. Yelly goes deep for the first time this spring. Pulled those hands through and got the barrel to it and drove it out with plenty to spare. Back to back for the Brewers in the eighth. Every Brewers home run during the regular season. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, making a difference in our community. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Owen Miller's first at-bat, he takes a strike.
Boy, I hope that fan on the berm is okay. Yelich hit that so hard. There's a person sitting on a blanket that got drilled, I think, in the leg.
Hopefully they ended up with that souvenir and a bruise. That ball was scorched.
Yes.
Miller took a ball down and away. One ball, one strike. Tinoco throws again and misses. Two balls and one strike. Not seeing any medical attention out there, so that's a good sign. That ball had some red behind it. Off the bat of Christian Yelich. Miller to third. Ooh, nice play by Chavez. Fielding side saddle, and he throws it across to get Owen Miller. One gone in the bottom of the eighth. That was no easy play from Chavez. Two hops, some top spin on it. Stayed down on it nicely. Willie Adames the batter. Adames 0 for 2, couple of Ks and a walk. Tinoco sets and deals. Chop foul, third base side. Look out. Bat boy, a little hot foot going on in that dugout. 0-1. Well, it's baseball season, everybody. You know what that means. It's Shandy season. Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor, the moment. That one again rolled foul, third base side. 0-2 on Willie Adames. Jackson Churio on deck. Only one out, 0-2 pitch, slider low and in the dirt, one ball and two strikes.
You were talking earlier, Jeff, about how this order that we saw today, at least the top part of it, could very well resemble a regular season lineup, and it's great to see what the top of this lineup's done.
1-2 pitch, rolled right back to the pitcher, knocks it down, flips it over to first for the second out of the inning. Awfully productive, the top five guys in the order.
Yeah. Frelick, two hits. Contreras, two hits. Yelich, two hits. Top three have been on time and again here today, including those back-to-back home runs with Haas and then Yelich.
Well, Jackson Churio hit a bullet to center that was caught back in the seventh. 0-3 on the day. Takes a slider for a strike. And the biggest question for this Brewers offense is what that bottom four or five guys are going to do in the lineup for Pat Murphy. Low strike called on a breaking ball. When the Brewers offense was going at its best last year, it was because it was the bottom of the order setting the table for the top of the order, where the guys at the top getting on base and the guys in the middle and towards the bottom were driving them in. Got to have that cycle going. The 0-2 is low, one ball and two strikes. Connect the circle is what they always say, that offensive group. Can't have any breaks in the circle. 1-2 pitch. Check swing and a ball in. They'll appeal. He didn't go. 2-2.
In that game at Oakland, more power from the Brewers and the other part of the split squad, Jake Bowers and Oliver Dunn of Homer.
Great to see. 2-2 pitch. Fly ball to center from Churio. In the ballpark, though, for Marcus Smith. Glides over, makes the catch. One center fielder takes care of another. Brewers add three in the bottom of the eighth inning. A two-run homer from Haas and a solo shot from Yelich. Three more outs to get. Brewers up 5-1 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Attention, recently retired folks. A new adventure is waiting for you at Covison Buses. Many retirees are getting their CDL and driving a bus for a second career. Bring home an extra income and enjoy a flexible work schedule. Help the kids in your community. Apply today. Covison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. Visit Covison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Covison terminal near you.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Two changes for the Brewers defensively. Enoli Paredes takes over on the mound. And Ethan Murray is the new shortstop for the Brewers, giving Willy Adames the final inning off. Sandro Fabian, the first batter for Texas in this top of the ninth inning. Brewers up 5-1. Three more outs to go. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike from Paredes. It's 0-1. This was a 1-0 game going into the bottom of the sixth. Brewers got two in that frame and three in the bottom of the eighth. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good slider from Paredes. It's 0-2. Biggers is on deck, and then the first baseman Foscue. The pitch. Strike three called. Fastball at 94 on the outside corner. One up and one down in the ninth. An ortho ASAP strikeout. Brings up Jax Biggers. Baseball, using her bratwurst, some of that Pine River, Wisconsin cheese spread. Yeah, that sounds good. Who's hungry now? Finished up with some delicious Cedar Crest ice cream. Three Wisconsin originals and delicious to boot. Welcome to Pine River Cold Pack Cheese Spread, one of our newest Brewers sponsors. First pitch, ball one on Biggers. Left-handed hitter. Paredes throws to the plate and misses inside. Legs go out from underneath the Biggers. Two balls and no strikes. Got baseball for you tomorrow. A little later start, though. 5:55 for your pregame show back in the Midwest. 2-0 is a strike, and it's 2-1. We've got the breakout game. All the minor leaguers getting set to go against the Kansas City Royals. Best minor leaguers. 2-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. And then the big boys have the nightcap. Taylor Clark scheduled to go for the Brewers tomorrow night in surprise. Ground ball to second base. Bryce Terang gobbles it up, throws him out. Two up and two down in the ninth inning. I think Major League Baseball has done a really good job of trying to identify the top prospects in the system and then putting them on display in these breakout games. It should be fun to watch.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'll be over there in surprise for the nightcap, if you will. We'll have the broadcast of it, but certainly check out the bright young stars in the organization playing together.
Justin Foscue takes a strike.
Jackson Churio is going to play in that game, among others.
And Brock Wilkin, Tyler Black, some of the top position players. We've seen a lot of Luis Lara, Dylan O'Ray. 0-1 fouled in and out of the glove of Haas, and it's quickly nothing and two. One strike away. Paredes winds and deals. Inside, 95. Arm went a little askew on that delivery. One ball and two strikes. Foscue steps out of the batter's box, digs back in. He's ready. Here comes Enoli Paredes to the plate. Check swing. He went. The ball game is over. Couple of ortho ASAP strikeouts ends this one for Paredes. And the Brewers take down the Texas Rangers by a final of 5-1. We'll have the totals for you when we come back to American Family Fields of Phoenix in Maryvale right after this on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers. If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball. It's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Fleet Farm. Woodman's Food Markets. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance's Silver Lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest. Wisconsin Biofuels. And Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Josh, the Brewers triumphed today over the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, way to get that first win in over a week. And I'll tell you, Jeff, it was a nice, crisp game. Five runs, seven hits, no errors for the Brewers. 1-5-0 for the Rangers in 2 hours and 8 minutes. Texas left just two on base. Milwaukee four. Hobie Milner gets his first win of the spring, retiring all four batters that he faced behind Freddie Peralta. Diego Castillo falls to 0-1. The Brewers have a chance to win two games today. They're up 10-4 in the split squad other game on the road at Oakland. Come back for a final word here from American Family Fields of Phoenix after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Shop Pick and Save for your tailgate. Earn a free Brewers ticket for every $50 spent with your Fresh Perks card at Pick and Save now through April 16th. Visit pickandsave.com/brewers for full details. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. L-I-U-N-A, Wisconsin.org.
We're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on honey and tea.
12-ounce Bargain Bee honey, just $2 for $5. Or 20-count Bigelow tea, $2 for $5.
I can run the hot, hot prices on honey and tea.
Bargain Bee, $2 for $5. Bigelow, also $2 for $5.
Enjoy honey and tea season and save lots of money.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee owned.
It's Woodmans.
It's time to clear the air. When you use ethanol in your vehicle, it burns cleaner than regular fuel. But it does more than that. It's better for your engine. It's more affordable. And it supports farmers right here in Wisconsin. And really, don't we all deserve cleaner air? The Wisconsin Biofuels Association encourages you to do your part. Fill up with unleaded 88. It's better for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Time to say goodbye from American Family Fields of Phoenix on this Saturday afternoon, where the Brewers took down the Texas Rangers by a final of 5-1. Our next radio broadcast coming your way tomorrow night. We'll have the On Deck Show, built by Menards, at 5:55. Game time at 6:05. Brewers and Kansas City Royals in surprise. Lane Grindle and Josh Maurer will have the broadcast for you, with Taylor Clark on the hill for Milwaukee. Cole Reagans makes a start for Kansas City. For our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld, and for Josh Maurer, I'm Jeff Levering, saying goodbye from American Family Fields of Phoenix in Maryvale, Arizona, where once again your final score was the Brewers 5 and the Texas Rangers 1. Have a terrific rest of your Saturday, everybody. Go Marquette. They will tip off in about 6 minutes. Kent will be watching with every bated breath. Go Eagles. Have a great night, everybody. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Imagine having all the money you need for retirement, all the income, every month, guaranteed. That's Secure Future Investor, an indexed annuity tied to growth in the stock market, but without any risk of loss, ever. It's guaranteed money for life income, no matter how long you live. Call 888-509-2228. 888-509-2228. Sponsored by GP Agency, Inc., Raleigh, North Carolina. Licensed in all states. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial professional before making an investment decision.
Say it with me. The boxing.
Oh, or you should know, and you fail to act to stop the bad thing from happening. That blame, that accountability is yours as well as the bad actors. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's why when people talk about a former Attorney General Bill Barr, oh, well, he finally came around and said Trump's bad news. Too little, too late. You are a co-conspirator. There were attorneys in my office in Milwaukee County that knew that the pension spiking was happening and did nothing. Might it be because they themselves were going to reap the benefits of the pension spiking? Then that additionally is a conflict of interest, which you should disclose and then say, I have a financial interest here. That didn't happen. And it's not just the lawyers, it's the financial experts, the budget experts. There were reams of people at Milwaukee County in just the right place to object. And in fact, during a pension board meeting, a county employee made a, frankly, lied to the pension board and said, oh, our actuary analyzed these pension spiking benefits and we're fine. And the actuary was sitting in the room, heard the lie. Now, this isn't a county employee. This was an outside professional actuary. Mercer was the actuarial company. This guy heard the lie. Now, his duty as a fiduciary to the pension plan was to raise his hand and say, no, we didn't do any analysis. What is that? You're making stuff up. But he sat there. And when he got home, he could have called his boss. Hey, wait a minute. This weird thing happened. He said, we analyzed this. We didn't. What do we do? You send a letter to the pension board. You send a letter to the county executive. You send a letter to the board of the chairperson, of the county board. They had all kinds of time before the pension spiking benefits were adopted, Mercer did, to raise their hand and say, no, we didn't analyze this. We don't know if you can afford this. And they didn't do it. My argument to you, and I'm going to continue to use these pension problems as a foil for this discussion, but it's not just about the pension, y'all. This shows you how when in an organization, when you have yes men and women, when you have people that won't do their duty, there's reams of people that could have stood up and stopped it. But when it's a culture of yes and you nod along, or a culture of personal loyalty, or a culture of political expedience, when reams of people fail to do their duty, bad things happen in local government, in state government, or federal government. Keep it locked. We're going to take a little bit of news. I'll be right back. We'll continue to put all of this together for y'all. I'm Maggie Dawn on this windy, rainy, wet Thursday.
The Maggie Dawn Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays at 2. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go.
This
go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. A manhunt for a triple murder suspect near Philadelphia is now in Trenton, New Jersey, where the gunman was barricaded inside a home. Police Chief Nelson Whitney.
We know initially he was armed with a long gun. He may be armed with other weapons. I don't have specific information on that.
An Israeli ground offensive in Rafah is planned and approved, but CBS's Chris Livesay tells us
there's the possibility that it won't have to happen because of a ceasefire, or at least it might not happen as quickly. So that's the big question right now.
At a rally in Dayton, Ohio, former President Trump slamming President Biden.
The fastest way to reverse every single Biden disaster is to very simply just put me back in office. We'll get it done quick.
Trump is hosting the rally there for Republican businessman Bernie Moreno, who's vying for a chance to run against Senator Sherrod Brown. The Senate primary in Ohio is Tuesday. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
The Badgers pull off the upset. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers playing the number three ranked team in the nation, the Purdue Boilermakers. It goes into overtime. Matt LePay with the call.
Here's Klesman. Stops inside the right elbow. Needs help. Out to Hepburn. 10 seconds left. Hepburn against Jones. Kicks to Klesman. To the line. In the lane. Goes up. Back. Rim it in. 4.8 to play. Badgers up one. Here's Jones with four. With three. Right side with two. Heaves it. Missed it. And the Badgers win it. They'll play for the title tomorrow.
There were several controversial foul calls, especially in the overtime. Three of the Badgers, including Tyler Wahl, fouling out of the game. AJ Storr on the Badgers Radio Network.
Just had to stay connected. Everybody had to stay on the same page. You know, it was some hectic moments there, but, you know, everybody was had a balanced mindset and was just ready to attack the moment.
So now the Badgers head to the finals of the Big Ten tournament in Minneapolis. They'll play the winner of Nebraska against Illinois. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 20s. And tomorrow, more clouds around, highs to the upper 30s, and still breezy at times. A mix of sun and clouds and staying in the upper 30s on Monday. Partly sunny and breezy again Tuesday, but warming to near 50. Currently 51 degrees.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Imagine having all the money you need for retirement, all the income, every month, guaranteed. That's Secure Future Investor, an indexed annuity tied to growth in the stock market, but without any risk of loss, ever. It's guaranteed money for life income, no matter how long you live. Call 888-509-2228. 888-509-2228. Sponsored by GP Agency, Inc., Raleigh, North Carolina. Licensed in all states. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial professional before making an investment decision.
Say it with me. The Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks. Your hometown radio refreshed.
Head to downtown Racine's hottest country bar, Marcy's on Main, where the all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. They're serving up smiles and full bellies throughout the week, tacos, meatballs, wings, and the mouth-watering beer-battered cod. It's endless deliciousness that keeps you coming back. Then there's the Loaded Bloody Marys. These bad boys are more than a drink. They're a feast piled high with satisfied goodies. Make your way to Marcy's on Main, where great times and great flavors collide in downtown Racine.
This is Don Rosen. We're talking to local guests with lifestyle and important information for you. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Now on the Civic Media Spotlight, we go to WXCO, where we hear from Chad Holmes of The Chad Holmes Show. This week, Chad, welcome to the show. Carol Weiland, widow of Jason Weiland, a police officer killed 7 years ago in a Wausau area shooting. To listen to all these shows and more, download the Civic Media app at the Google Play or Apple App Store, or listen to the shows after the fact, wherever you get your podcasts. Now, here's Chad Holmes.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Very happy to welcome into studio Kara Weiland. And first of all, Kara, thank you for stopping on by. We had in the last hour, I was talking to you during the break, we have the North Star segment, and Clay Rice actually set us up, and I know you know Clay as well, and he kind of helped get us together, and really appreciate you stopping on by today.
Thank you for having me.
Before we go any further, because talking about North Star, well, I wanted to start because they do have a very special event coming up, and Clay had talked to me about this a couple of weeks ago, and hopefully we're going to be involved in it in some way as well, but a special tribute at the Grand Theater with music and a lot of other things going on. I imagine this is something that's very special and very exciting for you and your family.
It is. I was very excited when Clay reached out to do a tribute for Jason and his scholarship to raise money for individuals that wanted to go into criminal justice, police science. And when he had this idea of doing a tribute concert, I was so excited. Having people like North Star wanting to help facilitate that and bring the community together to put on such a huge event. I mean, this is the hugest event that we've had so far. So I'm super excited to see where this all goes and to raise the money for Jason's scholarship and, you know, just to bring the community together. Jason loved a good party, so this will be an awesome way to celebrate.
It's going to be coming on Saturday, July 13th at the Grand Theater. We're going to be talking more about that as we get closer to it. And while you're here as well, one thing that I was doing a little reading about yourself and the journey, because obviously next Friday is the anniversary, 7 years since your husband and three others lost their lives so tragically. One thing that came across is the importance of remembering, that I think that whenever we have a loss, to be able to remember, not just within your own family, but for others who your husband and the other three touched. Could you talk a little bit about how events like this and I know you had a golf outing last year as well, and other events and the scholarship especially. I think that's having a named scholarship where somebody goes and follows in the footsteps of what Jason did. The aspect of having these signposts that allow people to remember the man he was, even beyond the fact that he fell in the line of duty.
Right. And you know, we had three other people that day. Wonderful, amazing women who were just doing their jobs. And Jason was doing his job too. And, you know, it was something that really shook our community. But our community really came together. And we really, you know, tried to support everyone involved. And especially even, you know, for our area to have this type of an event of an officer falling in the line of duty, the community really rallied around all of, like, first responders and law enforcement to show that they are appreciated, that they do care about the job that they do. And, you know, with everything that happened that day, you know, they were running towards the danger that was being, you know, on our community. And they were prepared. And I think that's an important thing, is that we continue to train our officers. We have ways like Jason's scholarship to train new people to go into this line of duty and be prepared. You know, the world's ever changing. Things are, you know, always different. Things are always happening. There's new technology of certain things, and it's always, you know, best to have our officers, you know, equipped with the best training and education that we can.
And so perfect. You did mention the three ladies as well, Diane Look, Karen Barkley, and Sarah Quartzand. And ironically, Diane Look's husband is Bob, who appears on my program every other week. Okay. And he was with me yesterday, actually. Oh. And he spoke very movingly as well. And he had nothing. And he said that I'd asked him, oh, if he had known you. And he said, not very well, but he has known you and said very nice things as well. You mentioned about how in the aftermath of March 22nd of 2017, how so many people came together, and you still remember the amount of law enforcement that came from so far away to be part of saluting your husband, Jason. One thing I wanted to ask you about is for you and your girls and your family and your close friends, obviously, all that support is wonderful. But then everybody goes back to their jobs and goes back to their lives. And what were the days, the weeks, the months after that like? Because I imagine that as difficult as the aftermath is, having all those people around and having the show of love for Jason was probably fulfilling in the greatest way. But after that, maybe how difficult were maybe those quiet moments afterwards when everybody did go away?
It was a change. Obviously, this when everything happened, it was a lot of things going on, a lot of people, you know, involved with wanting to support and, you know, obviously planning the funeral and the things that happened afterwards for even planning police week when his name is put on the wall. So there's a kind of a lot that goes on in the beginning and then it does taper off. I never knew that silence could be so deafening just because there, you know, you don't have that. For me, I didn't have that voice in the evening to someone to talk to. Obviously, you know, me and the girls, but you didn't have your partner to kind of rewind from the day and kind of go over your day. So the silence was loud. But, you know, I have a great group of people that I was able to reach out to. I mean, I still do. You know, we've met a lot of people even across the United States that they've done runs and running, you know, in honor of Jason. We have the Police Unity Tour that ride every year in honor of Jason and other fallen officers. And so I stay really involved in that. And, you know, just, you know, being in touch with those people on a regular basis helps, you know. And I always love times when we can, you know, I meet up with people that Jason worked with and they have a story, you know, or even old classmates and things, you know, and it's great for the girls to hear those things too. You know, and I love, you know, those random things when people just pop up and, you know, you have that conversation and those funny stories, because Jason usually had a nickname for everybody. And he loved the camaraderie about police work, and he loved, you know, being able to help other officers grow in within their field, and, you know, would had every his phone was never off. You know, he looked forward to those 2 a.m. phone calls if somebody had a question, and, you know, he was able to answer or get the answer for them. That's what he really loved about his job. And it's nice to when people remember that and they tell you those stories, or how much it meant that he, like, helped with something, or even meeting the people in the public that he, you know, would have had come in contact with. You know, even the people that he arrested actually had very nice things to say about him. And it's fun. It's nice to know that he had an impact on the community, even with the people that he was arresting, that he made an impression on them that, you know, they remember.
For folks who don't know exactly what his job was, what was his job for people to learn? Because so often you just hear the basics, the outline of the story.
Yep.
What was maybe the job that he obviously loved immensely?
Well, he was a detective, but he obviously started in patrol. And for a short stint, he worked with the Special Investigations Unit with basically a task force with other agencies. And he really liked that, coordinating with the other officers from different agencies and working with them. And, you know, in the end, as a detective, he did everything from financial crimes to property crimes to, you know, the person that walked in and had a complaint and, you know, follow up on. And I think he always really gave people the attention that they needed in those situations. And even when he was arresting someone, I think he was always respectful and, you know, was always willing to have that respect to that person that he was dealing with. And I think that's one of the things that when people tell me stories about him, even the people that he's, you know, had come in contact with, that they were always, you know, he was a good guy, you know, he was, and they knew he was doing his job. And it's one of the, you know, I don't think an officer's job ever, they're never off the clock. You know, there's phone calls come in, they have to come in, you know, they have to answer that call. You know, there's always something going on. And even when you're out in public with your family, you're still watching what's going around you. You're still basically always on. Mm-hmm. And could be long days. You know, there was, especially when he was in the task force, there was days where, you know, we maybe didn't only saw him, you know, he'd come home, the girls are already be sleeping. And, mm-hmm. you know, it was just kind of that constant. You were, when things were happening, you had to be ready. So it's, you know, for the people that are in law enforcement, first responders, all those people, I mean, they truly give their life even on a daily basis to serve their community. And I think it's obviously a very trying time sometimes for, you know, because you're just always, always on.
We're talking to Carol Weiland again, wife of Detective Jason Weiland, as we come up on, again, a sad anniversary next week of one of the, again, really tough times in our community, the Central Wisconsin community back in 2017. Something you just said in your last answer, you said, when you hear people say he was a good guy. I imagine there's nothing that makes your heart go bigger, because beyond everything as human beings, it's what's at the core. And it sounds like people saw what was at the core of your husband, right?
Yes. He always had a smile on his face, you know, and it was one of those things where he loved to, you know, he loved the camaraderie. He loved to engage. He loved to, you know, make people, the newer people coming to the department. He was a training officer for a while, and he loved kind of getting them connected and, you know, having those conversations, getting to know them, you know, kind of figuring out how they learned, or, you know, about their family, and just kind of, you know, show them the ropes. And always had a way of making people laugh, you know, making them feel, you know, important. Or he always would call me charismatic because of my name, but he was the charismatic one. He was the one that, when, you know, people would gravitate to in the room, because he always had a good story. He could tell good jokes, and just always made everyone feel a part of whatever we were doing.
What drove him to be a police officer? Because when you talk about him and the qualities he had in terms of, you know, the skills, those could have gone in many different ways. Could have been very good in probably a number of different ways. When you obviously knew him as intimately as anybody, what was it that ultimately said, this is where I want to serve, even with the dangerous aspects of it?
He always told me he wanted to go into the military and be military police, and I guess he was too short. So I think for him, the next thing was, you know, if I can't get into the military and do what I want to do through there, I really want to get into law enforcement. I want to serve my community somehow, and I want to, you know, be able to help people. And I want, you know, and was the type of person that wanted to know and would get the answer, and just was very diligent about his job. He loved following his cases through the end. He would arrest somebody, and he would, you know, refer them for charges, and then he'd be following up the DA's office to see, you know, where are you gonna be charging this guy, what's happening with the case. You know, he was very diligent about all of the things that he did, because he wanted to make, you know, especially victims feel whole again, and he wanted to hold people accountable. But he really wanted to make our community a good place for our girls to grow up, a safe place for our girls to grow up. And he felt that by being a police officer, he could contribute that way.
We're going to come back in just over a minute, talk more with Kara Weiland here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
The Chad Holmes Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on WXCO weekday mornings from 8 until 10. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
What if there is a murderer walking among us?
Follow the clues, solve the mystery.
This village really is a place where murder is easy.
Agatha Christie's Murder is Easy, a brand new BritBox original series, is streaming now, adding to the largest collection of Agatha Christie, including Miss Marple, Poirot, Why Didn't They Ask Evans, and more.
The whole collection is magnificent.
Stream the best of British TV only on BritBox. Start a free trial at BritBox.com.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Closing out this week's Civic Media Spotlight, we go to the John and Gordy Show from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison. This week, John and Gordy welcome former news reporter and congressman Scott Klug to the show to discuss government spending and independent candidates and voters in this election year.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM and all over the social media dial and podcasts on Spotify. If you'd like to re-listen to the program or listen to it for the very first time while you're at work, ignoring everybody in the next cubicle. All right.
Okay.
We've got Scott Klug as our special guest today, and you have a question that you want to ask?
I do. Here's something that never gets brought up, and I'm going to bring it up with Scott right now. What about military spending? Nobody talks about it. It's like a third rail. We can't cut military spending because there's a lot of money going to the Pentagon. We're the policemen of the world. We got to have more military spending than any country in the world. Can we not touch that somehow? Would that not help this deficit? Nobody talks about it. Why don't they talk about it, Scott?
I disagree, and I won't know the exact parameters of that, but for a while, as part of one of the budget agreements, I think when Obama was in office, they actually had a cap on the percentage of increase for military spending. I think right at this point, I think we've got to look at what's going on in Europe and sort of catch our breath. And the TikTok fight with the Chinese, I think, will show you what we're up against on the other side of the world. I think we need to keep a reasonable amount of military spending. But I think, like anything else, I don't have any objections at looking at it. You know, lots of times it's driven as much by defense contractors as it is by the military itself. And so I think we should look at all those programs with some caution.
So what about the Republicans not helping to fund Ukraine when they really need it now?
Well, I'm on the Republican side that favors Ukraine. I just signed a letter with 40 other former members encouraging them to spend the money.
All right. Okay.
Sounds I don't good. Think it's the time to pull back. Now, I'm not a Trump fan, and I'm not a Biden fan. I'm not a Trump fan in part because I think he's got the world's most bizarre view of world affairs. Mm-hmm. But he was right on one thing, was that our NATO allies had not paid their fair share for decades. And Angela Merkel, who was once held about as this sort of great champion of European reform, and she'd build peace and structure through trade deals. I think, when was the last time you saw Angela Merkel anywhere? Since the tanks rolled across the Ukraine border, she's been nowhere to be found.
Well, I understand
so,
that.
So I think Trump was right. And I hope the Biden administration takes the same position, that the Europeans have to start carrying their own weight. And you know where you'll see them do it? In places like Sweden and Finland, because it's a real threat for them. And in places like Poland and Lithuania, where the next target points are going to be. And Putin is just the bad guy. You know, there's no sugarcoating it. The former president, I don't understand his fascination with him.
There is no big pot of money that the European countries pour their money into. It's, you know, individually, they put money into their security, and they are keeping up, and they have been doing the job. And it isn't something that we need to hold the line on. It's an excuse to oppose NATO, basically, and just to isolate ourselves from these countries. And we're just going to create a worse atmosphere, more conflict in Europe than by not doing anything at all.
No, the fact is, though, we can have our difference of opinions. We can't have differences of facts, John, you know that, is that the Europeans were supposed to spend 2% on defense. And the only people who really did it over the last 15 years was Poland.
Well, you can go back 15 years, but currently they are. Currently they are.
Well, they are now, but they hadn't done it. That's the point.
All right, so that is no longer an argument, and it's still being used as an argument.
you're conflating two things. You asked me if I support Ukraine and funding for it. I said yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's fine.
I'll talk about that till the cows come home.
Right.
It doesn't change the fact that the Europeans are in scramble mode because they didn't spend what they said they'd spend. I mean, none of those guys have got anything. You know, the only country that spent, you know, every time the Europeans say we're going to give aid somewhere in the world, you know, whose airplanes they use? Ours, because they don't have anybody who can deliver supplies anywhere in the world, and they're paying the price for it now.
Okay, and you brought up Medicare and Social Security. Each and every taxpayer pays for that. That isn't something the government is paying. We pay into that fund. And the only thing that isn't really paid for by taxpayers is Medicaid. That the federal government does pitch in, and it helps a lot of senior citizens who can't afford to live in a senior care center because they've run out of money. And that's what Medicaid is used for in regards to that. So this is something we can reform those programs.
Here are the facts. The Social Security and the Medicare Trust Fund are both out of money in the next 10 years, period.
Yes.
That's a fact.
We have to fix them, yes.
And that's what I said.
And
you've got to fix them.
But it isn't something that is on our bill. It isn't some money that we owe. It's not part of the budget. It's there. It's money that's there. We just need to reinforce it, increase the tax, the payroll tax, probably.
You have to change the parameters. And, you know, I just had this conversation with somebody who was talking about doing something with AARP. And I said, you know, the single largest obstacle to significant Medicare and Social Security reform in Washington is AARP. Because they'll tell people every time that anybody talks about trying to figure out a way to make the program solvent, they suddenly scream and say that your grandmother, who's 91 years old and living in a one-bedroom flat in Porter's, is not going to have money. The fact is, it's just raw arithmetic.
Let me jump in here. We just got a couple of minutes left, Scott. I want to get your take in the last 2 minutes here on the Eric Hovde, Tammy Baldwin race. What are your thoughts?
I think it'll be razor thin because they're always razor thin. You know, we're a state that's a ticket splitting state, right? In 2022, ticket splitting, which I think is a healthy signal of people picking candidates, not just pulling out a lever, broke out all around the country, split governor and senator in Vermont, in Georgia, New Hampshire, Wisconsin, Kansas, Nevada. So when you look at the race, the question is going to be, will it just be a factor where whoever wins the presidency is who gets elected senator, which is usually what tends to happen in presidential years. The question for Tammy is, if Biden would lose, could she outperform it? Or for the flip, could Hovde outpoll Trump? So the answer is, it'll be whatever it is, it's going to be 30,000 votes that separates them.
Scott, we are all out of time. We appreciate you being with us. Always a good time to talk to you and get caught up. And
we had a few extra questions, you know, TikTok.
You guys can talk after the show.
we're good.
So John, you know, come visit me. You can't see the middle from how far left you are. So it's nice to have you visit my universe.
Yes.
Lost in the Middle podcast. Scott Kluge.
It was a wonderful trip.
Thank you for joining us. We are all out of time. Thank you for being with us. John and Gordy will be back bright and early tomorrow morning, Friday, with Rocker.
That's right.
We'll preview what's happening on Max Inc. Thanks to everybody.
And our guest appearance.
Yes.
This weekend.
Have a great day. So long. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, guys.
As we were saying, let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The John and Gordy Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on WMDX weekday mornings from 6 until 8. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Milwaukee attorneys, 2011 East Kilbourne Avenue, Suite 1650, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53202.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook.